difficult to be too optimistic when rates are still at the level they're at, but certainly from Harbour's viewpoint, the rates are lower than they were last week. Last time around, I was really worried about what was a kind of 80% to 90% increase in the Harbour rates compared to the week before. This week, obviously, it's probably about 25% down. Maybe a sign that national lockdown is working, and certainly from a local population perspective, a kind of real sense of thanks to local population because actually the rates in Harbour have fallen really far more than anywhere else in Leicestershire and indeed the national average. So I think that's a good sign there that people have really heeded the call to, lock themselves down and stay in as much as possible. It does reap its benefit. So the rates in, say, the 17 to 21-year-old population are higher in Harbour than I think than any other district in Leicestershire. But there is something there about, why would the rates in that particular age group be, well, twice what they are in somewhere like Northwest Leicestershire, for instance. And they are potentially relatively small numbers because, if you think about the number of 17 to 21-year-olds in Harbour and express that as a rate per 100,000, it's not necessarily kind of huge in absolute terms. But it's something just to keep an eye on because, if you think about what happened in November, particularly in Charnwood, what started out as an increase in that kind of late teenage, early 20s population then sort of spread higher up the age ranges. So there is one to be cautious on there.